Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're going to finish today Mirtz Hashem Simen Tof Resh Samaches. We begin on the very top line, towards the end of Sif Aleph with the Mechaber. And the Mechaber tells us, V'chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Ochlim Basukka Balayla Ubayom. Talking here about Shmini Atzeres. So outside of Eretz Yisrael, so Shmini Atzeres is a suffix. Is it Hoshana Rabbah, or is it really now Shmini Atzeres? And therefore, we have to go Sveika de Yoma, and we have to go eat in the Sukkah outside of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's absolutely no idea or reason to go eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But in Chutz Laretz, it's a Sofek Shmini Atzeres, Sofek Hoshana Rabbah, so you eat in the Sukkah, the Mechaber tells us, both at nighttime and during the daytime. Balayla Ubayom, Mimneishu Sofek Shvi, because maybe it's really Hoshana Rabbah, maybe Shmini Atzeres. Now, according to the calendar, we know it's Shmini Atzeres, but since Sveika de Yoma, we have to presume that maybe it is Hoshana Rabbah. However, but you don't make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah, because that would be a potential bracha of atala, and since we do really know that it is Shmini Atzeres, so don't make a bracha. When we're kachin, we have to make kiddush, because, again, it is Shmini Atzeres, and when we say that kiddush, we omrim zman, we eat she'achyanu, as we mentioned many times, the famous mnemonic from the Gemara, Pazer Karshev, the six things, including the Zayin Der Zman, the Shmini Atzeres is regal b'fnei atzmo, and therefore you make a separate she'achyanu for Shmini Atzeres. Now, a lot to be said over here. Let's look in the Mishnah Brura and see if cotton hay. The Mishnah Brura says, after you finish eating during the daytime of Shmini Atzeres, so minoga olam shiniftori min asukkah. The minog of the world is that you leave the sukkah. We said yesterday you say the special yiratzon about the levyosim, the yoshim v'otim, and he brings that from the Magen Avraham. Then you go sit in your house the rest of the day. You don't have to necessarily sit in the sukkah like you normally would sit in the sukkah during sukkahs. Here you just eat the meals in the sukkah, but lav davka that you spend all of the time in the sukkah. However, if you have an opportunity to eat again, even if it's during the Bein HaShemashos period of time, between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz, Tzorech Lechol B'Sukkah, you still have to eat in the Sukkah. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, if you have a Bris Mila, so we learned in Simon Tof Reish Mem, Shebechutz Laretz B'Shmini Atzeres, if you have a Bris Mila in Chutz Laretz on Shmini Atzeres, so then, if you want, Yecholim L'Hokkah, you can be lenient, V'Lechol Chutz L'Sukkah, and you can eat outside the Sukkah. Mishnah Brura Sivkot and Vav tells us, Umitam Zeh, based upon this, this is a Sofek Hoshana Rabbah, Sofek Sim Shmini Atzeres, Harbi Achronim Mitzadidim, the Tzorach Gamkin Lishon Basukah. He brings down that there are many Achronim. You can see this in the Sharetzion Oz Dalid, where you can see in the name of the Bikur Yaakov, and brings down from the Halacha Brura, also from the Vilna Gaon. They all bring down, it's also in the Chayi Adam, the Maaseh Rav, the Chayiv Lishon Basukah, Gam Bishmini Atzeres, Kamolini Nechila, that not only do you have to eat there, but you have to sleep there as well. And the Bikur Yaakov as well brings down the Rashbo, says, Beferish, Sheyishenim, Bishmini Atzeres Besukah. So this is controversial, albeit the Mishnah Brura does bring down that there are those that are Mekel. Nevertheless, he brings down there are many Achronim that say you should be Machmen to sleep in the Sukkah as well. And he adds, Uchenu Gamkin Dasa Gra. The Vilna Gaon says so, this is not something you can just easily push aside. However, he then brings down, Vieshmi Achronim Shesovrim Sheyin Kedai Lishon Besukah Bishmini Atzeres, that you specifically should not sleep in the Sukkah Bishmini Atzeres. Not at nighttime and not during the daytime, because the oso so kichol, you're making it look like a weekday, the bishlam gabi yachlil minkar. Because when you eat in the sukkah, not a big deal. It's people eating outside all the time. She came to Yod and Lufamim, Leshe, Bitzel Sukkah. Afilu Shol Shemitzu. People go sit in the sukkah all the time, even when it's not sukkahs. Masha'en kim bishena. Nobody ever sleeps outside. So therefore, when you're demonstrating that you're sleeping in the sukkah, you're saying it's not yontip, you're saying it's a weekday, you're saying it's Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore, he says, Umino go olum lohaka bishena. The Mishnah brings down, despite the fact that there are these achronim, including the Vilna Gaon, he says, the Velt paskins that you don't sleep in the sukkah. And he says, Vedai, you should know, Diladasa poskim shesovim dein yishen in besukkah b'shmini atzeres. According to these poskim, they say, you don't sleep in the sukkah b'shmini atzeres. Yeshomim duadin dein ochlin oz peiros. He says, according to these poskim, you shouldn't eat fruit, something that you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. In the sukkah, for din pas pachas mikabetz of a sukkah, and likewise a small amount of bread that you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, you should bedavki eat it outside the sukkah. And he says klal shadav, the general rule is called of shein tzrichel varach alav birchas leishav sukkah, something that wouldn't require a leishav sukkah on sukkahs b'shayim sukkah ain't ochlim b'sukkah b'shmini atzeres. You don't eat it in the sukkah on shmini atzeres. And he says v'yesh mekilim is that, and he says there are those that are mekel on this as well. What does this exactly mean? So he says, you can see this in Oz Tess in the Shaarat Zion. Brings up in the Matzah Tzeshekel, Shekos of the Evshel L'chalik, and make a distinction over here. Even the perus, umayim, fruits, and water, ain't Tzrichim Sukkah klal. During Sukkah, you don't have to eat them in the Sukkah. Kim Tzad Chumra, it's a nice thing. Call Hamar Barezim Meshubach, if you eat everything in the Sukkah, but you're not Mechuyev to eat these types of things. And therefore, in Macholim, Mishmini Atzeres, Besukkah, ain't Nira Kamosif. It doesn't look like you're being over about Tosif. And Vechenich Lit Hagom, Arenu Arav, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, Besifer Choch, Ma Shlomo, Vechen Kosov, Gam Kim Bebikur Yaakov. And therefore, there are those that are Mekel on this. Mishabur continues and says, Chaim Istav, it makes sense, the Bachilas Peros, Ruchai Gabna, when eating fruits or something like that, Torm Shein Lechayov, Mitzad Adin, things that you don't have to eat during Sukkah, during the Sukkah, Yochel Asos, Mishmin Yetzeres, Kamashi Yurtsa. You can do it on Shmin Yetzeres. You want to eat in the Sukkah, you don't want to eat in the Sukkah, either way you're okay, but Bayis of a Sukkah, no problem. If we have time, we'll come back to Dirshu Foot number 7 that talks about what is the halacha for a person in Eretz Yisrael who finds himself in Chutz Laaretz Shmini Atzeres and vice versa. We'll have an interesting discussion in regards to this if we have time to come back here. Otherwise, I am in Dirshu Foot number 7 for this interesting discussion. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin tells us you don't make a bracha when you're sitting in the sukkah, the kivin the yom Shmini Atzeres, because it's Shmini Atzeres, it's not sukkah. So what are you going to say? Leisha basukkah. Yev shol avrucha is basukkah. You can't say leisha basukkah. The kashin adadi, because it would be an internal contradiction. Im yom sukkah hu lav Shmini Atzeres. How can you say it's yom Shmini Chag Atzeres if it's sukkahs? Im Shmini Atzeres hu lav yom sukkah. Then how can you say leisha basukkah? Umishum hachi adin luchumer. Therefore we go luchumer and we don't make the bracha. V'eskimu achronim, he brings down the ein lechol ba'erev ad shechashecha. Therefore, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, don't eat until it's definitely dark, because this way you get around the problem. Ein lechol ba'erev ad shechashecha, so you don't have a problem with leishah basukkah. Ochem b'di'evet, however, if after the fact, if not hayod of a berach hamotzi, lo yivrach leishah basukkah. If you ate early and you made hamotzi, you don't make a leishah basukkah. The kvar kibol Shmini Atzeres v'tfilos u'b'kiddush, because by davening ma'ariv and by saying kiddush, you accept it upon yourself already that it's Shmini Atzeres, and therefore don't make a leishah basukkah. Then Mishnah Berurah Simchat Ches tells us the Omrim Zman, we do say Shechianu, the Shmini Atzeres, Regel Bifnei Atzmo, as we mentioned, Pazer Koshev, it is a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. The issue for number 8 brings down, what about a Linian Arichas HaKofos B'yom Shmini Atzeres B'chutz L'Oretz? In Eretz Yisrael, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, they do HaKofos, that's their Simchas Torah. So in Chutz L'Oretz, should you make HaKofos on the night of Shmini Atzeres? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Shenoagim Minok Sfard, this Nusuch Svard, Osim HaKofas Mishmini Atzeres, Achit Yulas Arvis. They do, in fact, make in Chutz Laretz mini HaKofas, many call them HaKofos, on the night of Shmini Atzeres. The King Kosu Ben Ishchai, Ben Ishchai says the same thing, and the Yovel Alev says the same thing. I saw the Shorosh Ravoda. They all say that you should say mini HaKofos, the HaKofos that you do on Shmini Atzeres at nighttime. However, he brings down, he said, there's a minhag amongst the Hasidim to go and do HaKofos and Shmini Atzeres. The sons of Rav, the great Divrei Chaim, also did this. And the reason is, the Yofi Leiv says, in Eretz Yisrael, if there's Smechem and Simcha Shoshul Torah, so we should be Smeach with them. On the other hand, the Chidah brings down in the Sefer Tuv Ayin Shelo Lasos Hakofas Biyom Zeh. You don't make Hakofas on the night of Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz because it would be like a zilzul on Yontif Sheni. Because if you made Hakofas on Shmini Atzeres at night, people can say, "Yeah, the next night it's not really Yontif." And Rav Oz Zatzal and Shevet Alevi brings down Sheitzal Kielos Ashkenazim Chutz Laaretz amongst the Ashkenazim Kielos and Chutz Laaretz Lo Noagul Lasos Hakofas. In many Ashkenazic shuls, they don't do Hakofas on the night of Shmini Atzeres. Nevertheless, he says, if a kahila does have the custom to do so, Yechon Latzos Kein, not a problem. It doesn't look like you're changing around the nusach. Because, he says, this is like Osafa Simcha L'Bnei Hashem. You're adding Simcha in front of Hashem. Nevertheless, so it shouldn't look strange to people. Hey, what's our Ashkenazic shul suddenly doing these hakafos? You finish the regular davening, including saying Aleinu. And then you announce that we're going to have these hakafos. And that's the acceptable way to do this, even if that wasn't typically the custom beforehand. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Shachris Motzin Shlosho Svarim on Shachris of Simchas Torah. Here we're dealing with Simchas Torah. And as you all know, we take out 3 Sifrei Torah, Shlosh Shemot Sfarim, Bekorim Be'echem Zos HaBracha. The first one we read from Zos HaBracha, and ultimately after everybody gets their Aliyah, you read until the end of the Sefer, Atzof HaTorah, and the conclusion of Parsha Zos HaBracha. And then we take out the second Sefer Torah, B'Sheni Bereishis, we read Bereishis, the first Aliyah, Adashar Baruch Elokim La'asos, till the end of Rishon. And then the third Sefer Torah, that's the Maftir, Bashlishi Bayom Hashmini Atzeres. You read the Maftir for Shmini Atzeres, and then the Haftorah, Maftir, we always call the Maftir over here in the Shulchan Aruch, means the Haftorah, Vahi Achri Mos Moshe, that when Moshe passes away, so the Yeshua took over. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Tess, he tells us, Hachal Okamar Korin Chamisha Tzidlekameh. Why don't we say here that you read 5 Aliyahs, like we always say, how many Aliyahs you have? And that's because the Eretz Yisrael, Sheinosim Rak Yom Echad Yom Tov, in Eretz Yisrael, where there is only one day of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah together, Halo Osu Yom Simchas Torah, and therefore, Lohochi Korim Bo Vizos HaBracha, Simchas Torah, Haminig Losif Alakrum. You don't have just five Aliyos, you have everybody in the shul getting an Aliyah. So therefore, Ukidel of Simon Reish Pei Beis, so therefore, we don't list here that you only have five Aliyos, because in fact, you have many, many more. We repeated and repeated and repeated until everybody got an Aliyah. And the second Sefer Torah, we read from Bereishis. The Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yud tells us, "Lahachi regilin lahaslam yad Bereishis." We begin immediately after we finish Zos HaBracha. We immediately take out the Sefer Torah and we read from Bereishis. Shlo yeh pitzlom pelas satan lekatri lomar. So Satan shouldn't go and prosecute against us and say, "Hey, they finished and they're not coming back to it." Farsimu osa veino rotzin lekros od. It brings out from the Torah that the Satan would say, if we didn't stop Bereishis right away, yeah, they finished and they're not coming back to it. So therefore, we always begin with Bereishis. That's why it is seen. We always have the Haschalah of the next Masechta that you're going to learn, because you want to demonstrate that you're not done with learning, that you're done with this Masechta, and now you're moving on to the next Masechta, or Techazah, from the beginning of this Masechta. That's why it is seen. You always start reading the next Masechta as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yudalev tells us that we read until Asher Bar Lukim Lasos. Mishnah Berurah says, "Umeinichin Sefer Torah Shlishis Hatzlo." Then you bring up the third Sefer Torah next to it, or Mechatzi Kaddish. You say the Chatzi Kaddish after the reading of the second Sefer Torah, and you bring up the third Sefer Torah to it as well. You don't have to go bring up the first Sefer Torah, says in Tirshu Foot number 10, because you already read from it. And the Levush says, therefore, there is no concern that people will think that it's not going on that Sefer. You already read from that Sefer, so the Kaddish also goes on that Sefer. Dishu number 11 says, if you made a mistake, and he said the Chatzi Kaddish after reading from the first Sefer Torah, said Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and the Yiras Moshe brings down that you have to go make another Chatzi Kaddish after you finish reading the Maftir, because the Zos HaBracha and Bereishis and Nechsheves Kekriya Parsha Achas, and you didn't finish it, so therefore the Chatzi Kaddish was incomplete, and therefore you have to say a new Chatzi Kaddish. Now this is the reading in Eretz Yisrael. I really said before it's Simchas Torah, but this is what they do in Eretz Yisrael as well. I probably was incorrect when I said before that it's Simchas Torah. The Mechaber is really talking about Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, so forgive me. I misspoke before when I said that it's talking about Simchas Torah. It's actually talking about Shmini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And now we have Ubamokim Shosim Shnei Yom Tovim in Chutz Laretz, where we have a separate Shmini Atzeres and a separate Simchas Torah. So what we just said was the reading for Simchas Torah, and now he tells us the reading for Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz. Ubamokim Shosim Shnei Yom Tovim, Eimosim Yom Rishon El Shnei Sfarim. Then on Shmini Atzeres, we only take out two Sifrei Torah. One we read, Bekorim Biyachod Chamish. Here he tells us you have five Aliyahs because you don't make Hosafos. There is not giving an Aliyah to everybody. Beparshas Re'ei. Now, the Mechaber tells us read from Mikol HaBechar, which is the laning that we normally do on the last day of Pesach in Chutz Laretz and the last day of Shavuos in Chutz Laretz. We start from Kol HaBechor unless it's Shabbos. But here, the Mechaber says you also start on Sukkot from Kol HaBechor, but that's not the way we paskin. We'll see in a second. We start from Aser Tiaser, which is Chamishi in Parshas Re'eh. But the Mechaber's opinion is that you start from Kol HaBechor. So the first Sefer Torah to take out, you read from the end of Re'eh, Shvi and Re'eh is Kol HaBechor. But he says, Vimu Shabbos. Even the Mechaber says if it's Shabbos, if Simchas Torah is Shabbos, so then you start from Aser Tiaser. In Shabbos, Korin Shiva, you have to have seven Aliyahs, and the Shvi in Re'eh from Kol HaBechor is very short. It'd be hard to fit in seven Aliyahs, so you go back to Aser Tiaser earlier in Parshas Re'eh. And then Va'amavdir Korin B'Sheni, you take out the second Sefer Torah and you read the Korbanos from Parshas Pinchos, Bayom HaShmini Yatzeres, and then Umavdir, the Haftorah, is B'Melochim. Vahike Chalo Shlomo. Shlomo concluded building the Beis HaMikdash, and since the Beis HaMikdash was inaugurated on Sukkot, that's why it's appropriate to read it at this point in time. Finally, at the conclusion, Umasir Asfarim, if the laning is complete, you bring back the Sifrei Torah to the Aron Kodesh, the Omer Kaddish, you say a Chatzi Kaddish at that point, Umachar is in here, you have to announce Mashiv Ruach Merod HaGoshen, because you want to start saying in the Musaf Shmon Esrei on Shmini Atzeres and Eretz Yisrael, as well as Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laretz, we start saying Mashiv Ruach Merod HaGoshen, and you have to announce that beforehand, otherwise you're not allowed to say it in the silent Shmona Esrei. So therefore, it's very important that the Rav or the President or the Gabbai announces, start saying Mashiv Ruach Merod HaGoshen in the silent Shmona Esrei. Paradoxically, on Pesach, we don't announce, stop saying Mashiv Ruach Merod HaGoshen. It's never nice to announce to stop asking for a bracha. So therefore, in the silent Shmona Esrei there, on Pesach, you do say Mashiv Ruach Merod HaGoshen, and then only in the Chazar Sashatz do we start saying either Morad Atal for those that say Morad Atal or nothing. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis, and he tells us, the Mechaber said you start on Shemini Atzeres reading from Kol HaBechor. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Anu maschilin aser t'aser." We always begin on Shemini Atzeres to read from aser t'aser, even if it's not a Shabbos. Afilu chol, even if it's a weekday, im chol b'chol, mipnei shu zman ma'isros u'matnos aniyim, because this is a special time to give tzedakah. And it says there that we give matanos as HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us. Matnas yado asher titein. So therefore, we start from aser t'aser, which deals with also the idea of giving tzedakah. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Omnam b'di'evit." If the person who's getting the aliyah for the Bar Kore, they pointed to Kol HaBechor instead of Aseret HaAser, and that's what you had your mind to make the bracha on, in Kfar Berech Hadayta Likosh Kol HaBechor in Tzorch La, so you don't have to go back. And this is brought down in the Derech HaChaim in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. The issue foot number 12 says, if they made a mistake and they read Zos HaBracha instead of Kol HaBechor or Aseret HaAser, so the Shari Ephraim says, "Im Nisgru Kodem HaBracha Shalacha Kriyas HaTorah," if they remembered before you make the last bracha after Kriyas HaTorah, Sikru Gam Aseret HaAser, then you go back and find, read Aseret HaAser. But if they already finished, so then you're Yosef B'di'evit. And the Shari Rachamim on the Shari Ephraim and the Das Torah write, Shalomachras B'Simchas Torah, Chutz Loris, the next day in Simchas Torah, they should read Aseret HaAser then to make up for it. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel tells us, if you didn't make seven aliyahs, and see him a parsha b'chamisha on Shabbos, lo yom ha-kaddish, shouldn't say the kaddish, v'yachzov yikor shnei olam, then repeat and call up two more olam to have the seven aliyahs of Shabbos, or koponim ola echad levad amatir, or at least have the sixth aliyah be an additional one, and then have the maftir be the seventh aliyah, because b'di'evit, the maftir could be included in the seven aliyahs of Shabbos, or minhag is to always have seven plus the maftir, but technically the maftir could be one of the seven. Mishmur continues and says, "V'yomar kaddish." If you said the kaddish, koshlo silik hasefer yachzav v'yikra v'yomar kaddish pam sheinis. If you didn't have the seven aliyahs and you said the chatzi kaddish, so then use the sefer Torah and call up another aliyah, and then make another chatzi kaddish after you have seven aliyahs. V'yom silik hasefer echad. If you already put the first sefer where you did hagbon gulil on it, so then yikra ola echad the sefer asheni. Then in the sefer that you have for the maftir, go call up two people from that sefer v'yashlam imo parshas aser t'aser and read with it aser t'aser. He brings up the Shari Ephraim and then read Maftir from Parshas Pinchos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudalev tells us to read from Aser Taser according to the Mechaber only on Shabbos. And then afterwards, you put the Sefer Torah next to it, the second Sefer Torah, and you say the Chatzi Kaddish on those two Sefer Torah. Sifkot and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Maftir reads from the Korbanos in Parshas Pinchos, and as well he adds, Umaskiri Neshamos, we say Yisker. Yomer Avarachman, and we do say Avarachman as well, brought that name of Lavush. The issue foot number 14 brings down, Tama Dover Shiv Yom Zem Maskirin Shamos. Why would we do such a sad thing like Yisker on such a happy day like Simchas Torah? So it brings down from Simon Tzav Tzadi Dala, we already had this previously, Shibachol Pam Shakur and Kol Bechor. Whenever we call Bechor, that's why we have Yisker on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. In Chutz Loretz, Maskirin Shamos. We always have Yisker on those days because in the Kriya it says, Ish Kiman Nas Yodo, Kibachas Hashem, Ashenos and Loch. So each person has to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the wonderful financial security he gave him, and every person, according to his means, should give tzedakah. So since you're already giving tzedakah, it's a good time to mention the yisker for the dearly departed people that have left the world. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tes Zayin tells us that we say, announce Ma'ashiv Ruach Merah Goshem, Vavur Leil B'Simen Kuf Yudalit Ayin Sham, which we discussed previously, as I already alluded to, that if you don't announce it, then you're not allowed to say it. You continue not saying anything unless the chazan or the knesses or the rabbi or the president or somebody announces, starts saying Ma'ashiv Ruach Merah Goshem. Then the Mishbur has an addition over here. He says, Ma'ashiv Nogim Eizim Akom Mish'acha Mincha Shoyon Tavrishon, at the Mincha of the first day of Shmini Atzeres, Kovin Asmal Ishtosat Marav, that the people drink to Marav Ulafom Nimshal Dovazi Ad Shov Yosef Alayla, and they continue doing this until it's late into the night. Shaloha Kidinhu Mibne Kamatami, you're doing totally wrong. The Kaimalom Sif Tzadi test, the Mshosa Yayin Kide Revius, Ayisbal Afshiochal Dabir Adai Bibne Melech, because you're not allowed to drink it, you're not allowed to daven after you drank a Revius, even though you still could talk normally. But then certainly, Imshosa Shar Mashkin Mashakin, certainly if you drank anything else that's Mashakin, the same thing applies, Ayin Shom Sif Kotin Aleph. Furthermore, it says, "Vafilu mishosa shar mashkin shei mishakrit." And furthermore, if you drink liquids that are not mishakrit, kivin shagia sofi chashecha chol lov chovus kiddush v'yosu l'tamat shei kaddish. You can't drink other things as well because it's already the time to go and make kiddush. You're not supposed to drink before you make kiddush. He says, "Vafilu lachar kiddush, even after kiddush, halamu ukav lecho machmas kriyas shema shalarvis." You still have to say kriyas shema shalarvis, which is according to almost all the poskim din daraisa. Being a mutarak to ima ba'alma, and you're not allowed to just have even more than a taste. do mine peros, a little bit of fruit, or paske beitz, or yoser, before you go and say kriya shema shalavis. Okay, yesh l'chapis, and lives chus, but you're trying to find the chus of these people, the rabbim matkari adodi, since you're assuming that everybody's going to remind them to go say kriya shema, and therefore, v'lo yavol lishkoch tefillah shalavis, they won't forget to dab marv and say kriya shema. Avalok upon him, certainly, yesh l'zor shalo lishtos oz mashke mashaker, certainly shouldn't drink anything that will get you drunk. And mavura kol el, and simon sadi tests, if cotton aleph and bays, how terrible it is to daven when the person has any drinking behind him. It's just totally incorrect. We didn't have time to do the issue footnote number 7. Please see inside there. This concludes the beautiful Siman Tov Reish, Samaches, and today's share.